So Krishna talked about the mind. In the break, someone came to me and said, Sutapaya, you made a mistake about the lion and the mind. I can tell you, the lion is sitting right next to me. It's my wife. I said, that's between you and her, don't get me involved. Krishna already talked to Arjuna, control your mind by engaging in bhakti, devotional service. Now Krishna will begin to explain the process of bhakti. I have a question for you. Can I ask you a question? Okay. Is Pramod Bhai Radha Krishnan in the room? Probably. Okay. Is Pramod Bhai Radha Krishnan in the room? You don't know. Why don't you know Gokul Chandra Prabhu? Because you don't know who he is. Is Pramod Bhai Radha Krishnan in the room? I don't know. You can't answer that question because you don't know who he is. If someone says yes he is or no he's not, it makes no sense. First you have to know who the person is and then you can identify whether they're actually here. Similarly, people say there is no God. People say Krishna doesn't exist. People say, can you show me God? My first answer to them is, do you know who you're looking for? Do you know who Krishna is? Do you know what he looks like and what his qualities are? If you don't know anything about Krishna, how can you come to a conclusion about whether Krishna exists or doesn't exist? Therefore, in this chapter, Krishna explains to Arjuna, if you want to begin your bhakti, first thing is, you have to know who is Krishna. Prabhupada, in all of his lectures, he quoted this verse many, many times. Maya shakta mana partha yogam yunjan madashraya ashamshayam samagrammam yate gyasasi tachrnu. Hear, Arjuna, hear about me. Only by hearing about me will you actually learn to develop your relationship with me, and only by hearing about me will you come face to face with me. So therefore, knowledge of Krishna, hearing about Krishna is very, very important if we want to develop our bhakti. One time, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada, was giving a lecture like this. Someone walked right into the lecture, walked right past him, went to Krishna, offered pranams, made a donation, bowed down, and then came straight past him and walked to the exit. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who was on the Vyasasan, shouted at that person. He said, how was your eye massage? The person was a little taken aback. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, don't think you can see Krishna through these eyes. First, you have to hear about Krishna. And through the process of hearing, then you can actually see who is Krishna. By taking darshan of Krishna, simply taking darshan of Krishna without hearing about Krishna, we will not actually be able to take proper darshan. And therefore, we have to see Krishna through the process of hearing about him. But as we have already mentioned, it is difficult to hear about Krishna. I was just giving a class some weeks ago and one devotee said, Prabhuji, it was a great lecture. I said, what did you like most about it? He said, you ended on time so we could take prasadam. Sometimes speakers go on and on and on. It's good to hear about Krishna. In the seventh chapter, Krishna explains, if you don't hear about me, you won't worship me in the right way. We travel all across England. I travel a lot and I stay at many people's homes. Sometimes unannounced. And you see, when you go to many people's homes and you go to the altar and you see the altar, everyone, every deity, and even Indian politicians are all on the altar. In this chapter, Krishna explains that one should understand who is God. If one does not hear about Krishna, then one will misunderstand who is God. And in this chapter, Krishna says one of the biggest misunderstandings that people have is they equate demigods with God. Krishna says this kind of worship is avidhi purvakam. This is kind of worship which is done in the wrong way. If we do not hear the philosophy, then we will begin to worship Krishna, we will begin to do our bhakti, but we will not do it in the right way. And so Krishna says that we must worship and we must respect all the different personalities within the universe, all the devatas, but we should not mistake them to be on an equal level to the Supreme Parabrahman Krishna. This is sometimes a very sensitive point because we grew up with tradition and because we grew up with a culture. But we must understand this point very clearly, who is God and what is the nature of God, and understand and respect every personality and every devata in the universe in the correct way. And so this is a very, very important teaching that Krishna is giving us in this chapter. Hear about me and then you can worship me appropriately. So when we hear things like this, sometimes it is difficult to grasp, difficult to accept. Yeah, one time one man, he was driving in a car in New York and he told the taxi driver, take me to JFK. So they started driving to the airport, JFK airport. They got stuck in a traffic jam. Anyway, he was getting late and he was sitting in the back of the taxi. And then finally, the traffic opened up, but he knew New York somewhat, so he decided to tell the taxi driver a better route to take. So from the back of the taxi, he tapped the taxi driver on the shoulder to get his attention. As soon as he tapped the taxi driver on the shoulder, the taxi driver started screaming and shouting and he nearly crashed into another car and he went completely wild. The person calmed him down at the back and then they pulled up at the side of the road. He said, what happened? This person at the back, he said, I just tapped you on the shoulder to get your attention and you just went wild. He said, yes, I'm sorry, I'm very sorry. You see, this is my first day working as a taxi driver. For the last 20 years, I've been driving a funeral hearse. I mean, if you're driving a funeral hearse and someone taps you on the shoulder, it could be an alarming experience. The person just tapped him on the shoulder. That was a very nothing. That was just a normal thing. But because of this person's background, a normal thing affected him in a very big way. Similarly, when we tell people certain things about philosophy, certain things about what Krishna explains in the Gita, it's very difficult for them to accept. Not because we're making a big, huge philosophical point, but just because we've lived in a certain way for so long in a tradition. Here in this verse, in this chapter, Krishna says, hear about me. Take the time to hear about Krishna, and then your bhakti will be focused, your bhakti will be powerful, and your bhakti will be pleasing to Krishna.